It's hard to tell whether it's a joke or not, but the original release from Black Devil Disco Club came out on Reflex a couple years back and was reportedly originally recorded in 1978 by a mysterious French duo. Eventually, it was discovered that the person behind the music was a French producer by the name of Bernard Fevre, and 28 After is his equally secretive follow-up. Were these six songs recorded at the same time as the original EP? Is Fevre even the person behind the music? Does it even really matter? The answer to that last question is that it shouldn't, because this six-song EP is a blast of retro-fueled electronic dance music that sounds like it could have been made at any point during the last 30 years. There's a glimmer of disco, a hint of electro, and all kinds of other weird little oddities in the mix, and that originality is what helps make it stand out. The Devil in Us is the first track on the release, and lets you know what you're going to get right away as bongo-kissed beats and glimmering synths shimmer across the post-disco club scene, while filtered vocals that turn into chanting are overpowered by warbling analog melodies and bursts of feedback. On Just Foot keeps things rolling along with similar components. Simple but stealthy bass arpeggios, weird vocal callouts, retro beat styling. But the track is so damn infectious that it's hard not to want to toss a bit of glitter in your hair and do your best to throw a hip out. Unabashed disco tinge might be too much for some people, but the great thing about the release is that it takes those influences and then turns them on their head and tweaks the hell out of them. Coach Me is just over 5 minutes of slamming electro, and while it drops some playful synth whooshes and vocal snippets into the mix, it blasts both elements with the slathering of feedback and delay enough to give the track a slightly rough edge that pushes it past simple homage. Fun titles like I Regret the Flower Power and Constantly No Respect, 28 After shows that it's not just a stodgy old record culled from past tapes for the heck of it. In fact, the odd release sounds nearly as vibrant as any electronic pop music being produced these days. Another Skin closes the release on a high note, as android-like vocals provide a nice juxtaposition to the oddly organic rhythms that again incorporate bongos and other hand percussion. Six songs running just over 30 minutes, the release floats somewhere between EP and full length by today's standards, but if you're into fun, old-school sounding electropop, This should provide a full meal's worth of satisfaction.